There are exactly four reasons why machines will replace all human labor, or at least almost all human labor. Those reasons are better, faster, cheaper, and safer. Let's get right into it. The first thing that you need to think of is in the second industrial revolution, where we introduced machines into industrialized agriculture, we replaced the ox. Why did we replace the oxen with tractors? Number one, the ox are more efficient. Machines took over because machines don't need rest. They do break down sometimes, but they don't take any time to grow. They don't get old. They don't get sick and die. They do break. They can be faster. Machines do not have the same constraints as biological draft animals. Now, the cost as well, machines are initially more expensive than animals because, you know, animals reproduce and all they need is a little bit of grain. But in the long run, because of all the various benefits to them, they end up being much cheaper, especially with the amount of productivity output they have. And then finally, they're actually safer because animals, one, they have zoonotic diseases, they can have unpredictable behaviors, but also machines can get humans away from the work. You think about a combine today where you're in a nice, safe, clean, air-conditioned cab. They're just going to be much safer overall. And this is true for pretty much many, many machines, especially as they get larger with more safety features built in. And then finally, scalability. You can mass produce tractors. You cannot mass produce oxen. So with this analogy in mind, let's dive right into the rest of it. Better than us. So one example is OpenAI's Whisper. So OpenAI's Whisper, if you're not familiar with it, is a transcription AI service that has been proven to be better than human-level transcription. Whether it's in multiple languages or noisy environments or otherwise low-quality audio, the Whisper AI is an example of AI being better than all human performance. And what I mean by better than all human performance, it outperforms literally like any 10 people. And so this is just the first of a trend of many things in which AI is going to not just match human capacity, but surpass human capacity like by a mile. And so it's more accurate, it's faster, it scales, it has availability, and finally, it's infinitely cheaper than human transcribers. And so when you look at just this, the fact that the first AI product that exists that is unequivocally better than all humans combined, then you extrapolate this out and say, okay, which is the next tool that's going to be better than all humans can possibly be? Faster than us. So the example that I'm going to use here is Claude. Claude has a 100,000 token window, which is about 60 to 80,000 words, depending on how much formatting and what language it's in. But it can read that entire volume of text in about 30 seconds. That is obviously way, way, way beyond any human capacity. So this is, and it's not just, you know, at human speed or twice the human speed. This is literally hundreds, if not thousands of times faster than humans. And so between the reading speed, the ability to then not just read that fast, but also synthesize, not quite as fast, but still it can synthesize much faster and generate content. Then you combine it with the availability, the low cost. Again, it's better and faster in many ways. Claude as a chatbot is not better than humans in all ways, but when you have something that is this much faster, it still adds a tremendous amount of value. So imagine in the future when things are both better and faster, and that future is coming quickly. It's cheaper than us. So I had a story from a client where they started using Code Interpreter with ChatGPT, and they realized that it was doing as much work, if not more, than a full-time biostatistician. So your full-time biostatistician might cost between $5,000 and $10,000 a month, depending on, you know, region and level of experience, but ChatGPT with Code Interpreter costs $20 a month. So that is about a 400x in terms of saving. So as you adopt these generative AI tools, you're going to see immediate cost savings as well as new capabilities, because maybe you didn't have a biostatistician and you needed one, or whatever else ChatGPT with Code Interpreter can do. So this is going to increase your operational efficiency because, again, it can operate around the clock. It's incredibly scalable because this is just one person using ChatGPT. But if everyone in your organization is using something like ChatGPT, then everyone basically has a cast of full-time employees worth of labor working under them. The reduction in cost means that companies can then allocate the money that would have gone to those salaries elsewhere. And the most important, the competitive edge that this gives you. If you're not doing this, then your competitors are. And so what we're going to see is as generative AI drives down the cost of a lot of goods and services, you're going to fold because you're just not going to be able to keep up. Safer than us. So this is data as recently as March of this year. Waymo reports 0.59 accidents per million miles, which is compared to just shy of 3 accidents per million miles for human drivers. So it's already, self-driving cars are already several times safer than human drivers. And so reduced accident rates, lives saved, accidents and cost avoidance, risk mitigation. And this is just where it is today. This is not including ongoing improvements as the technologies get better. So here are 4 examples of machines that are better, cheaper, faster, and safer than us. And we're just at the beginning of the generative AI revolution. The writing is on the wall as far as I'm concerned. Machines are going to continue to get better, faster, cheaper, and safer. And rather than just adopting one or two of these, most machines are going to start having all 4 of these criteria. Now, you've probably heard the human in the loop. This is a myopic view. And as far as I can tell, the reason that people like CEOs such as Sam Altman and others keep saying this is mostly it is just to placate people from panicking. But when you look at the trends that machines are becoming better, faster, cheaper, and safer, there's no reason to hire people anymore. In fact, if and when machines surpass humans on these 4 criteria, better, faster, cheaper, and safer, it would be unethical to have humans doing some jobs. For instance, once all driving is done safer by machine, it would actually probably be illegal or should be illegal for humans to drive. Because if machines are 100 times safer than human drivers, you wouldn't allow people to do that. Likewise, if AI-powered hospitals and robots and robot doctors achieve better results, 10 times better results than human doctors and physicians and surgeons, you wouldn't want to be treated by a human anymore. And so this is one thing that I want to point out is that as machines become better, faster, cheaper, and safer than humans, it is not ethical to keep humans in the loop. Not the least of which, next, is inefficiency. By insisting on keeping humans in the loop, you are creating unnecessary bottlenecks. Not only that, you're artificially inflating the cost of goods and services. What we should be doing instead is working on getting humans out of the loop so that these high-speed, low-cost, high-efficiency machines can do more labor without human constraints. And then, again, with safety concerns and competitive disadvantages, if your competitors are doing it, if your competitors are reaching for AI tools that are better, faster, cheaper, and safer, and you're not, guess who's going to be in business this time next year and guess who isn't? So this is my spiel, better, faster, cheaper, safer. I hope you like this video. Nice and short and sweet and to the point. Have a good one. Thanks for watching.